Hello, this is Pastor Marvin McKenzie. Matthew chapter 23 and verse 24 says, "Ye blind guides, which strain in a gnat and swallow a camel." The problem seems so obvious, doesn't it? The gnat and the camel are of such different proportions, who could not tell which was the more challenging to swallow? Trouble was, they were blind. They could not see the obvious. And so we have our problem. Inasmuch as we always see through a glass darkly, we too always wrestle with what is spiritually obvious, what is the true priority, and what is a mere gnat of an issue. Whole movements are made up of differing opinions on what constitutes a gnat and what is a camel. Younger generations coming to believe that the doctrines their parents taught are gnats in importance have picked up the camels of Hebraism or philosophy or agnosticism. Modern Bible teachers who cannot see what all the fuss of fundamentalist preaching of a generation ago was all about have created their own fuss around progressive ideas of methodology and church practice. Is it possible that pastors of past generations could see the differences between gnats and camels more clearly than we? I think so. No one will ever see the true difference between the two until they admit their own blindness. Rebellious action against their teachers or their teachers' teachers is a clear sign of blindness. Humility. Acknowledging that while they know their predecessors were but fallible men, they too are blind and in need, is the first step towards sight.